hear it spoken me.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
And you know what the real good news is that God wants to. God wants to know everybody that is listening on here. He wants to so bad. He has shown extravagant love.
Extravagant love.
I love that. And he, and if you can see that and believe that, then you will experience
now,
that.
Now, I know you as a scholar. You'll know this. I just learned this recently. Mm. Somebody quoted it. It says in the Bible that he thinks about us as many as there are grains of sand in the sea.
The thoughts. His thoughtfulness. Now, correct.
You go, well, that can't be. I can't be. Oh, yes? Okay, well, listen.
It is.
You're out in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's eternal. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what that is. Why did God make man? For fellowship. Mm-hmm. Okay, right now, let's say I'm the king of Vero Beach, Florida, and I say to you, okay, I want to tell you, Eric Mumford, author and scholar, and you are going to be my friend because I deem it so. I am the mayor of the airways, and I own all the lands, and you will be my friend.
Mm.
And you say, oh, well, I guess I have to be, otherwise you're going to cut off my head, right? That's not friendship.
No, correct.
But if I say, Eric, you have freedom to live here, to be here and everything, but I'd like us to have a friendship, but you have to decide.
And this is one of the most beautiful things about the Lord is God's love for freedom. It was for freedom that Christ sets you free. You get it? They want to set you free to be the biggest idiot you want to be. You get it? So that you can run the course, run out of steam, and realize that you've gotten it wrong the whole time. And now you're coming back to the source and saying, all right, can you show me a more excellent way? Are you getting it?
Now, we do. Yeah. When all is said and done, a lot is said and little is done.
Yes.
So you and I have studied these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can we err on the side of maybe, remember he said also, forever learning. They will be forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. Mm. So I've chewed on that for years. Just like when Paul said, there's the milk of the word, there's the meat of the word.
Right.
The milk of the word is saying, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Mm-hmm. The meat is going down the street and making a meal for a homeless person or visiting someone in prison. Mm-hmm. So how do we, because we can be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good.
That's true. That's true. There's a balance to that. And I kind of see it like the Spirit of God is the headmaster of a school. And he assigns what I call life labs. All right. So maybe, look, think of the Bible like a chemistry textbook.
Yes.
And you're reading this chemistry textbook, but it makes no sense until what? You get into the lab and start mixing things in the test tube.
Mm-hmm.
So the life lab is where you learn. Mm-hmm. Then you go back and read the textbook.
Otherwise,
and it's like,
you just breathe all truth into us.
Correct. You get it? So the Spirit assigns life labs for you to learn what agape is and
sometimes
to practice
he'll break
it.
That, though. Like, for instance, I used to be afraid of the weird beings that are in the Book of Revelation. You know, the three-headed monsters, whatever they did. You know, I was scared of those. I was up at the altar at when Buddy Tipton was alive at his church on a Sunday. One Sunday night, a month they used to have a healing. I don't know if they still do that out there. But, my wife had cancer at that time. So we're up at the front praying for her.
Yeah.
I'm not even addressing this.
Yes.
Out of nowhere, this breath comes, like a breath, like, whew. And he says to me, not audibly, but you just know, he says, you don't have to worry about those creatures in the Book of Revelation, Rhett. Mm-hmm. They're mine.
Yeah.
So, you know, he loves me, so you don't have to fear them.
Yeah.
You know what? That fear's been forever gone.
Yeah.
I have a lady in town here. Now, I still fear death. Mm-hmm. I don't like death. I had a lot of people die.
Sure.
There's a lady in town here, actually, like virtually, I think, they're billionaires. But when she was, no, I don't even know why I tell that story, but why I mentioned the money. But anyway, she I guess to tell people that he loves the rich as well as the poor. But anyway, so she was in a camp, ecumenical camp, when she was, I think she said 16.
Mm-hmm.
She had a phenomenal fear of death.
Right.
All of a sudden, she was in the playground, she says, as a 16-year-old at this Christian camp.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she went deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she hears the voice of the Lord said, and he said, you are not, and he called her name. Let's say it's Beth. You are not afraid to die. Suddenly her hearing came back. She could hear the kids playing.
Wow.
And that fear was totally
powerful
and gone.
Mm-hmm.
So now that is biblical for those of us who've studied.
Absolutely.
He speaks things into existence.
Correct.
So he didn't say, don't be afraid of fear. Actually, it was Linda. Don't be afraid to die, Linda.
Yeah.
He said, Linda, you are not afraid to die. She gets back her hearing. It's gone. So
she probably bought into something that took her down the wrong road, and she needed a redeemer to come and fish her back up out of there.
Sometimes he intervenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Sometimes he doesn't, like with me with the monsters in the Book of Revelation. Those things scared me. Now they I never longer have any fear.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody who was abusive when I was younger, and I suddenly had this vision one night of this person in line in heaven, and this person who'd been mad at stepfather and been very bad with his mouth, and he was standing in line, and the old him was standing behind him. There's a whole bunch of people, and the light was shining on him, and he was looking at me with the most loving eyes and smile. Well, oh, I forgot that, because I was a little kid from 6 until 13 he was in my life. And I forgot he had blue eyes and blonde hair. Look at him. And he was smiling, the most loving smile. I said, oh, so that's him in heaven.
Yeah, free.
And it freed me, because now,
yes,
am I still mad maybe that I was mistreated? Yes. But do I harbor any hatred?
It all washes away.
It went away.
It does. Yeah.
But he doesn't always do that. Some people are hanging on to stuff. Well, of course, we have to be careful, because you can get very comfortable with offense. Well, I'm having a pity party, and won't you come to my pity party? You know. And so we have to. I'm just saying that for somebody out there who's listening right now.
Of course.
And they may wonder why they're so miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they would do. What do they have to? They have to come to the cross. I guess they go to a church, go somewhere before the Lord. Go to an empty church. Who cares? And fall down on your knees, right? And say, okay, you know,
or just cry out to the Lord wherever you are.
Yeah,
God just likes honesty. You know, just
He does.
The ugly honesty is what God likes.
He hates cover up.
He does. And so if
Martha Stewart didn't go to jail because of what she did, because she lied to the FBI. Even this world doesn't like cover up.
Right. And so you just, you know, you come clean with the Lord. He knows it anyway. You know what I mean? And so there's there's that openness. It's a relationship. It's so much of a relationship. It's not religion. It is a relationship.
People are funny. I was with a bunch of people the other day. Yeah. They're praying, oh, we pray for a Billy Bob. And, you know, Billy Bob, by the way, and we're in this prayer now, and we're all around this person praying for this person. Okay. Well, you know, Lord, that Billy Bob was married to Suzanne, and Suzanne broke his heart. I feel like going, he already knows Billy Bob's story. Let's just pray for Billy Bob. You know, you don't have to. And then I don't like it when people use prayer to preach.
Right.
Okay, let us pray now.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Lord taught us that. I'm going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, we're at the annual prayer breakfast or somewhere at church service. It's like, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be praying. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to use the prayer time
to
for
educate.
Preaching.
To try to educate. Yeah. It's true. You know, it's true. It's a growth, you know. It's a growth.
The majority of us.
This is kind of a silly illustration, but at one point when I lived in Raleigh as well, and I felt like I wanted just to go out walking and just pray, you know, walking around. And it was spring and I got allergies there. And so I had to blow my nose. And I thought, I'm going to have to go back. I said to the Lord, I'm going to have to go back and get a Kleenex so I can blow my nose. I know this sounds so silly.
Okay.
But out in the street, somebody had dropped a whole wad of fast food napkins into the road. Immediately that I said that, I saw them there. I have had thousands of those.
Yes.
Thousands.
I call them hugs.
Of thoughtfulnesses, just thoughtfulnesses of anticipating your need, the Lord does. And there's just a certain gratefulness that grows.
Like today we're going to talk about Agape, your dad's book.
Yes.
And I opened up one of your first little booklets here, which I really right to it was the word agape.
Yes.
I know what we're discussing today.
That's right. Because it is I call it the master key, you know, of theology. Because if you start with faith or you start with mercy or any other kind of a topic or salvation, you're missing the point, because the master key is the love that God is. They don't just do it. The three of them, the three eternals,
Father, Son,
are.
Holy Spirit.
And it is what I call the fusible DNA. Agape, well, let me just define agape. Agape is sacrificial, self-giving love.
Sacrificial.
I sacrificially give myself to you, or sacrificial self-sharing love. Sharing, it's sometimes it's easier to give than it is to share. Sharing something with someone is a very deep kind of love. Meaning, all right, I'd rather rather than share the TV remote with you of my TV, I'd rather go out and buy you your own TV with your own remote.
Oh, I know.
Rather
that, yeah.
than to share
yeah.
and sacrifice.
You want half of my chocolate shake? No, I'll buy you a chocolate shake.
And you'll see it in kids. Kids struggle to share sometimes.
Yeah.
You get it? Even though they're childlike.
Yeah.
Because I want my own. You get
now,
it?
Is that bad?
Not necessarily if God wants it for you, but the whole, my dad describes, okay, maybe we should talk about the opposite. The counterfeit of agape is what we call eros, E-R-O-S. And eros is self-love, okay? Meaning I love me. You get it? The Father, Son, and Spirit have no self-love. No darkness at all. They only love one another. You get it? And now that all of us, all humanity in Christ now, has become the object of their love.
So is there darkness, or is darkness just the absence of love?
It could, well, it could be, but eros is self-love, okay? And self-love is like it wants to acquire and possess and control for me.
I mean,
you get
mine.
It? And even in the Bible, it talks about they preach the gospel for selfish gain. You get it? That is eros. And sometimes...
I mean, like these characters on TV that want to buy
jets. It's camouflaged very in sophisticated way.
Mm.
But when self-love, if I am the end of my pursuits, then that is not agape. You get it?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Blessed be your name today, Lord God. Blessed. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name.